都在安息日来到圣堂啊，来敬拜神。
Thank God that on Sabbath day we are able to come here and worship God together.
安息日是神特别祝福的日子。
The Sabbath day was a day that was especially blessed by God.
所以我们都存着欢喜诚实的心啊，来领受神的祝福。
So we come with a joyful and humble heart to receive His blessings.
我们现在就靠着圣灵帮助来学习一些道理，互相勉励。
And so now with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we hope to be able to learn some teachings from the Bible.
请看彼得前书第二章。
Please turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章第一节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 1.
我们要读到第四节。
From verse 1 to 4.
彼得前书二章第一节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 1.
所以你们要除去一切的恶毒、诡诈、变假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。第二节。
Verse
2. 要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐渐长大，以致得救。第三节。
Verse 3.
你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。第四节。
4.
主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。
Chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, 2. As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. 3. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. 4. Coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious.
彼得前书啊，是彼得最后的遗言。
First and Second Peter were the last books that Peter had written.
事实上，彼得写了前后书以后不久啊，他就为主殉道。
Not long after Peter had written First and Second Peter, and he became a martyr.
主耶稣曾经对彼得说啊，你年轻的时候啊，你世上要带很自由，要啊来往各地。
When Peter was young, Jesus had told him that you are able to walk about freely.
但是当你年老的时候，人要把你绑起来，带你到你不愿意去的地方。
But when you become older, men will bind you and they will lead you to places where you do not want to go.
所以主耶稣已经告诉彼得啊，将来他要为主殉道啊，这样来荣耀神。
So Lord Jesus had already mentioned to Peter that he was going to die for the Lord.
一般的历史资料啊，大概彼得殉道的时间大概是西元65年到67年之间。
In historical documents, it mentions that Peter was a martyr at around 65 to 70 AD.
有的资料写说，彼得啊，最后是被罗马的皇帝啊，把他钉十字架。
And some of the documents say that at Peter's death, he is crucified by the Roman emperor.
他说啊，我不配跟主一样的钉法，所以他是被倒钉十字架。
But because Peter did not want to be crucified in the same way as the Lord Jesus, so he was crucified upside down.
啊，当然这是从早期的教会历史的资料里面啊看到的。
And these were from the references of the early church doctrines.
那这个彼得前后书写的时间大概是西元64年左右。
And First and Second Peter were written at around 64 AD.
所以离开彼得啊离世的时间不久。
So this was not long after that Peter had died.
因为当时的教会啊，已经开始受到很大的逼迫。
Because at the time, the church was already suffering great persecution.
啊，所以很多的信徒在那个苦难当中。
And many believers were suffering.
啊，彼得啊，就写这个前后书来安慰他们。
And Peter had decided to write First and Second Peter to comfort them.
所以我们所领受的是神的真恩。
And to say that they have received the true grace from God.
所以一定要在这个恩典上能够站立得住。
And they need to be able to stand firm in the grace.
啊，这样才能够享受永远的荣耀。
Then they can enjoy the eternal glory.
啊，所以虽然你们在这个患难当中啊。
So that even though you are now suffering.
这个患难是要帮助我们锻炼有完全的信心。
These trials will train you so that you may have a complete faith.
啊，让我们能够圣洁完全呐，啊，将来能够安然见主。
so that we may become pure and holy, and then we can see the Lord.
所以不要因为泛滥啊，来影响到我们的啊信心啊，反而信心要坚定，持守到底。
So we should not let these trials affect our faith, but we need to hold fast to our faith until the end.
啊，因为啊，我们领受了主的救恩啊，得蒙赦罪。
Because we have received the salvation of the Lord and our sins have been forgiven.
啊，跟主一样的重生复活。
And we have been reborn just like the Lord.
所以我们有一个非常活泼的盼望。
So we have a living hope.
啊，要得到那个不朽坏、不玷污、不衰残。在天上永存的基业
and we will receive the eternal inheritance from heaven, which does not perish.
啊，这是主耶稣在末世的时候啊，要赐给我们永恒的救恩。
And so, in the end times, Lord Jesus is going to give us this eternal salvation.
所以我们要存着敬畏的心。
So we need to have a humble heart.
啊，能够过一个圣洁的生活。
And live a life of holiness.
啊，将来就能够安然见主。
And then in the future, we will be able to see the Lord.
在第二章的地方啊，开始又讲到，既然我们领受了这个救恩啊，所以我们要把一切的恶毒、诡诈、嫉妒、毁谤的话，从我们当中啊，全部的除掉。
And in chapter 2, it mentions that now that we have received the salvation, we need to lay aside all malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and evil speaking.
所以我们已经啊，生命得到更新了。
Because our lives have been renewed.
所以不要再存希望的心来行事。
So we should not be doing things with an evil heart.
心意要更新变化。
Our hearts have to be renewed and transformed.
还要积极行善，把神的道啊行在我们当中。
And we need to be persistent to do good deeds and to always have the teachings of God in our heart.
所以要切实的彼此相爱。
So we need to love one another.
把一些啊诡诈啦。或者是诽谤、嫉妒、不好的这些事情，从我们当中啊，就把它除掉。
And we need to get rid of all these things in us that include malice or deceit.
他说，然后好像那个婴孩出生啊，他很羡慕那个奶一样。
And we should be like newborn babes who desire the pure milk of the word.
啊，努力的追求神的道理，充实我们的心灵。
We need to pursue after the word of God so that it may fill our hearts.
啊，然后借着神的道，让我们慢慢的灵性的成长，达到完全。
And then through the word of God, we can grow in the spirit and we can become perfect.
啊，我们看一下雅各书第一章。
Let's look at James chapter 1.
21节。
Verse 21.
雅各书一章二十一节。
James chapter 1 verse 21.
所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道，就是能够救你们灵魂的道。雅各在这里讲到说啊，我们现在就要把我们心中一切的污秽啊，啊一个罪恶的事情，全部把它除掉。
So James mentions that from our hearts we need to lay aside all filthiness and wickedness.
啊，让我们有一颗啊温柔善良的心，然后把神的道啊存在我们的心里。
So that we can have a good and gentle heart, and the word of God can be in our hearts.
让这个生命的道在我们心中啊能够发芽成长结果。
So that the word of God can grow as a seed and take root in our heart.
主耶稣说他来到这个世界上传道的。
Lord Jesus has said that he came to the world to preach the word.
啊，这是一种生命的种子，把它撒在土地上面。
It is like spreading the seed of life onto the world.
啊，但是很可惜啊，有的种子落在那个路旁，有在石头地。
Unfortunately, some of the seeds fall by the wayside and some by the stones.
有的落在那个荆棘里面。
Some fell into the thorns.
啊，所以他们就在一个不好的环境当中，这个种子没有办法发芽，没有办法成长。
And because they were not in a good environment, these seeds cannot grow.
啊，最后就枯干掉了，啊，或者是被荆棘把它包围了。
In the end, they either wither away or they are surrounded by the thorns.
所以唯有把这个种子啊撒在诚实善良的心地里面。
And so the seed has to be sown into a fertile land, which is a good heart.
啊，才能够让它发芽成长结果。
Then it can grow and bear fruit.
我们看耶利米书的第四章。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 4.
耶利米书第四章。
Jeremiah chapter 4.
第三节。
Verse 3. Verse 3.
耶利米书4章第3节。
Jeremiah 4:3.
4章第3节。
4:3.
神对犹大和耶路撒冷的人如此说啊。 要开垦你们的荒地，不要把种子撒在荆棘当中。第4节。犹大和耶路撒冷的居民啊，你们应当自行割礼，归神将心里的污秽啊除掉。恐怕我的愤怒因你们的恶行发作，好像火着起来，甚至没有人能够熄灭掉。
The prophet is encouraging the Israelites. At the time of the prophet Jeremiah, it was before the kingdom of Judah was about to perish. Because the king and the people had committed many sins.
所以先知不断地一直劝勉他要离开罪恶，要行神的道。
So the prophet continued to try to encourage them to go back to the correct ways.
不然的话，神的烈怒啊，好像那个火一样，会烧起来，把你们烧掉。
Because otherwise, God's wrath would be like fire, and no one would be able to quench it.
甚至说啊，你们要开垦你们的荒地。
And he has said that they should break up their fallow ground.
不要把那个种子撒在荆棘当中。
And they should not sow the seeds among thorns.
土地啊，要开垦，把石头拿掉，把荆棘杂草除掉。
They need to get rid of all the different thorns or the different rocks that are in the ground.
然后才把这个种子啊栽在这个土地里面。
And then they can plant the seeds.
因为一个好的土地啊，那种子栽下去以后，它自然就发芽成长结果。
If the ground is fertile and good, then the seeds that are sowed will be able to grow and bear fruit.
所以我们也要开垦我们心灵上的荒地。
So we need to open up the grounds in our heart.
把一些淫语的邪恶啊，一些不好的念头从我们心中啊，完全的把它除干净。
And we need to clean and lay aside all of the wickedness in our heart.
那我们呢，有一颗诚实善良的心地啊，来领受神的道理。
And if we have an honest and a good heart, then we can be able to accept the words of God.
那我们就能够渐渐地在灵性上长大成熟。
And gradually we can grow in our spirituality.
我们看回来彼得前书第2章。
Let's look back to 1 Peter chapter 2.
第3节。
Verse 3.
彼得前书啊，2章，我们看第4节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse
4. 2章第4节。
Chapter 2 verse 4.
说主乃是活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。这里讲到说啊，主耶稣是一个活着的坚固的磐石。Here
it says that the Lord is a living stone.
啊，是要来建造这个属灵的宫殿。And
he has come to build this spiritual house.
我们看第6节。
Verse 6.
2章第6节。
Chapter 2, verse 6.
因为经上说，看哪，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安呢，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。说他这个主耶稣这个房角石啊，虽然在。 一般的匠人认为说就把它丢弃掉了，认为没有价值。
Typically in construction, the cornerstone might be thrown away.
啊，那神是把它看为最宝贵的，把它安放在锡安，在神的殿里面最重要的那一块基石。
But God has regarded him as the most precious chief cornerstone that is laid in Zion.
啊，这是什么意思呢
？And what does this mean？
主耶稣是活的磐石。
Lord Jesus is a living stone.
啊，那要带给我们各样的恩典。And
he will bring to us all types of blessings.
但犹太人呢，不认识他，就把他弃绝，把他钉在十字架上了。The
Jews did not know him, so they have forsaken him and nailed him to the cross.
虽然他们好像匠人一样。
Even though they're like the like the workers.
因为当时的法利赛人、撒都该人，他们都是明白圣经的。
Because at the time, all the Pharisees understood the scriptures.
但很可惜，他们只是了解圣经的字句，不晓得圣经里面的经义。
But they only understood the words on the surface, and they did not understand their true meanings.
虽然他们也知道说，弥赛亚就是主要来到世界，要来拯救人类。
So they knew that there was a Messiah who was coming to the world and to save it.
他们也听到耶稣讲的道理很稀奇。
And they had marveled at the sermons that Jesus had given.
但是他们凭着外貌看耶稣。
But they only looked at him for his outward appearance.
说这个不是木匠的家庭吗？
They said that
this 木匠的儿子吗？
Was this not a son of a carpenter?
这个人也没有读过什么书啊，他怎么有这样的智慧？
And this man has not had much education, and how does he have so much wisdom?
所以因为看耶稣的外貌，他们就把他拒绝了，不接受他的教训。
Because they only looked at the outward appearance of Jesus, and so they decided to forsake him and
reject him. 最后又把他带到比拉多面前的，让比拉多把他定罪，把他钉死在十字架上。
And then they brought him in front of Pilate, and had Pilate decide that he would be crucified.
所以耶稣是被人所厌弃的。
And so Lord Jesus had been forsaken by everyone.
但是他却是神所拣选的，所宝贵的房角石。
But he was chosen by God, and he was actually the chief cornerstone.
所以说，信靠他的人呢，就不着急啊，不羞愧。
And so those who believe in him do not feel ashamed.
所以他要成为我们救恩的泉源呢。
And he will become the source of our salvation.
他说这个宝石啊，这个磐石是指的耶稣基督。
And so this living stone is Jesus Christ himself.
我们看哥林多前书第四章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第四节。
Verse 4.
哥林多前书十章第四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4.
说也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于水子他们的灵磐石，那个磐石啊，就是基督啊。这里讲到以色列人啊，他们本来住在埃及地400多年。
Here mentions that the Israelites had lived in Egypt for more than 400 years.
后来在苦难当中啊，向神呼求。
And because they were suffering, they cried out to God.
所以神就借着摩西把他们从埃及领出来。
And so God had used Moses to lead them out of Egypt.
所以这里讲到说他们从云里啊海里受洗归了摩西。
And so they were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
因为是在云柱火柱的带领之下。
Because they were guided by the pillar of salt and the pillar of fire so that they could go through the Red Sea.
保罗说啊，这个是预表洗礼。
And Paul has said that this prefigured baptism.
在云里海里啊受洗，然后归了摩西。
That they were baptized into Moses in the cloud and the sea.
因为摩西就是他们的领导者。
Because Moses was their leader.
是神所兴起的救星。
And he was one that God had risen up.
然后说他们在那个大而可怕的旷野当中啊，神从天上把他们所不认识的食物赐给他们吃。And
from the skies, and God had given them the food that they were not familiar with.
每天早上起来啊，那个玛拿就随露水降下来。And
every morning when they woke up, the manna had dropped to the ground.
他们一看啊，遍地都是白白的圆圆的东西。
And when they had looked around the grounds, and they could see that there were round white things.
他们就问说，这是什么？这是什么？
And they asked, what is this?
摩西说，这是神从天上降下给你们的食物。
And Moses had said that this was the food that God had given to them.
所以他们吃了这个玛拿40年了，一直进到迦南地，吃到土产以后，玛拿才停降。
And so they had eaten the manna for 40 some years until they had entered the land of Canaan, and then when they had grown their own food, then manna stopped falling.
所以在旷野当中啊，他们吃了一种属灵的食物，是神从天上降给他们的。
And so in the wilderness, they had eaten the same spiritual food that God had given to them.
所以喝了一样的灵水。
And then they all drank the same spiritual drink.
因为他们在旷野当中啊，没有水可以喝。
Because in the wilderness they did not have water to drink.
所以百姓就向摩西发怨言。
And so the people had complained to Moses.
说你把我们带到这个旷野啊，还要让我们渴死吗？
Have you brought us to this wilderness so that we may die of thirst?
神对摩西说，你把拐杖拿着啊，到磐石的地方击打磐石。
Then God had told Moses to take his staff and to hit it against the rock.
结果磐石就流出水来，让百姓喝得饱足。
And then water had flown out of the rock, and the people were satisfied.
那个磐石啊，怎么会有水呢？
But how would water come out of the rock?
当然我们知道这是神的作为。
Of course, we know that this is the work of God.
但是这有一个预表。
But this prefigures something.
说耶稣就是那个属灵的磐石。
The Lord Jesus is that spiritual rock.
所以百姓在旷野当中啊，主耶稣跟着他们呢、啊，走旷野的道路。
And so that when the people were in the wilderness, Lord Jesus was also walking with them.
他们没有东西吃的时候，给他们玛拿。
When they had nothing to eat, then they were given manna.
他们没有水的时候，磐石被击打流出水来。
When they had no water, then the rock was hit against, and water had come out.
所以那个磐石啊，就是耶稣基督。
And so that rock is Jesus Christ.
那这个磐石是让我们知道是非常坚定、非常可靠的，不会变动的。
And we know that a rock is very solid and it does not shake.
所以我们的救主耶稣基督啊，也是坚定可靠的灵磐石。
And this is the same with our Savior Jesus Christ, who is a reliable rock.
我们看诗篇的十八篇。
Let's look at Psalm 18.
诗篇十八篇。
Psalm 18,
第一节跟第二节
，Verse 1 and 2.
诗篇的十八篇呐、啊，一节跟二节。
Psalm 18, verse 1 and 2.
神，主我，主我的力量啊，我爱你。第二节
，Verse 2.
主是我的神，我的山寨，我的救主，我的神。我的磐石，我所投靠的，他是我的盾牌，是拯救我的脚，是我的高台。这里讲到说，这个大卫啊，他在逃难的时候、啊、经历很多很多的危险。
When David was running away, he had faced many dangers.
因为有很多的仇敌，还有扫罗王啊，一直都想要追杀他。
Because his enemies and Saul wanted to kill him.
虽然在那个很危险的时候啊，但神保护他，非常的周全。
Even though he was in times of danger, but God had protected him.
所以他说、啊、我离死啊，只不过差一步。
And so he felt that he was one step away from death.
但是神把我保守得非常的周全，好像人在看顾眼中的同仁一样。
But God had protected him very fully.
所以有一次啊，扫罗王啊带着精兵啊把他团团围住了。
And so once Saul had brought his soldiers and surrounded David.
那个时候啊，大卫已经没有路可以逃了。
And at the time there was nowhere else for David to go.
突然间有人来告诉扫罗说。非利士人攻打过来了。
But suddenly someone had come to tell Saul that the Philistines were coming to attack him.
扫罗王就放弃追杀大卫，去追赶非利士人。
And so Saul had given up trying to kill David and had returned to go fight the Philistines.
常常啊，大卫就是在那个走投无路的时候啊，神为他开出一条出路来。
There are many times when David thought that he had nowhere else to go, but God would open a way for him.
事实上他躲在那个旷野当中啊。只有那个是很危险的地方啊。
And when he was hiding in the wilderness, it was a very dangerous place.
没有一个地方啊是真正能够做他的依靠帮助的。
Because there was nowhere where it could truly be a place where he could rely on.
他知道说、啊、他能够脱离一切的危险患难，就是因为依靠神。
But he knew that he could rely on God to escape any danger.
所以他说、啊，真神就是我的岩石，我的山寨，我的救主。
And so he has said that the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer.
他是我的磐石，我坚强的依靠。
He is my rock and the one in whom I trust.
所以在各样的危险患难当中啊，他能够把我救赎出来。
And in all types of dangers, God will save him.
我们看以赛亚是二十六章。
Let's look at Isaiah 26.
以赛亚是二十六章。
Isaiah chapter 26.
第一节到第四节。
Verse 1 to 4.
以赛亚书二十六章一节到第四节。
Isaiah 26 verse 1 to 4。
二十六章第一节。
26 verse 1。
说当那日啊，犹大地的人必唱这个歌啊，说我们有坚固的城，主要将救恩啊定为城墙，为外歌。第二节。
Verse 2.
敞开城门，使所信的义民得以进入。第三节。
Verse 3.
艰辛倚靠你的，你必保守他十分的平安，因为他倚靠你。第四节。
Verse 4.
你们当倚靠真神直到永远，因为真神是永久的磐石。那以色列人遭遇到敌国侵略的时候，
when the Israelites were under attack from the neighboring nation，
啊，虽然先祖警告说他们说你们要进到那个坚固的城里面，
even though they were warned that they should go into the strong city，
啊，才能够保守你们的生命，
so that their lives could be protected。
那先祖在进一步说，实际上世界上没有一个坚固的城啊。
The prophet goes on to say that there is actually no strong city in the world。
因为神才是我们坚固的城。
Because God is our strong city。
他用他的救恩啊，做我们的城墙，啊，把我们团团的围住。
He uses his salvation as walls to surround us。
啊，所以这个圣城啊，就是主神的教会，神的城啊。所以唯有那个所信的义民才可以住到城里面。
And so this holy city is the church of God, and it is the city of God, and only those who are chosen can dwell in it.
啊，进到城里面的人啊，说神要做他们的依靠，做他们的帮助。
And for those who enter into the city, then God will be their reliance and their
help. 因为他是我们永久的磐石啊。
Because he is our eternal rock.
永远可靠，不会变动的。
And we can always trust in him, and he is everlasting.
啊，所以这个磐石啊，一方面能够出水。
And so out of the rock can come water.
所以当以色列民渴渴的时候啊，磐石被击打，流出水给他们解渴。
So that when the Israelites are thirsty, then the rock could be hit against, and then the water would come out.
我们人离开了神以后啊，人生没有办法得到保住。
After man departs from God, then there is nothing that can satisfy us.
虽然有很多的物质。虽然在物质上我们很丰富，
even though we might feel abundance in our material goods，
但是物质的东西没有办法满足我们心灵的需要，
but the material things cannot satisfy the needs of our heart。
所以耶利米先知说啊，人饥饿不是因为没有饼没有水，
and so prophet Jeremiah said that man do not hunger because they lack food or water，
而是因为人离开了神啊，所以人没有神的道，没有神的灵，人当然会饥渴。
It is because after man had departed from God, then he has no word or spirit of God, so he thirsts.
所以磐石被击打，流出水来，让以色列人他们可以舒畅，可以解渴。
And so the rock was hit, and the water had come out, so that the Israelites could no longer thirst.
我们人生的干渴啊，也唯有靠着耶稣啊，被击打流出来的生命活水啊，我们才能够得到饱足。
And for us, we can only be satisfied if the rock is hit, and so that Jesus can become the living water to satisfy us.
你看《约翰福音》第七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章。
John chapter 7.
三十七节。
Verse 37.
约翰福音七章三十七节。
John 7:37.
说节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。”三十八节。
38.
信我的人，就如经上所说啊，他从腹中流出活水的江河来。三十九节。
39.
耶稣这话是指着信他的人要受圣灵说的。那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣还没有得到荣耀。主耶稣在这里应许说啊，渴渴了可以到我这里来。
Here Jesus promised that if anyone thirsts, and they can come to him.
我要是给你们生命的活水啊，啊，从这个腹中不断的涌现出来。
And I will give you the living water, and out of your heart will flow rivers of living water.
说要把他的灵啊啊浇灌在我们的心里，让我们喜乐从喜乐平安啊，好像那个活水泉呐、啊，不断的涌现出来。
He is going to pour out his spirit into our hearts and out of our hearts will flow like rivers of living water.
事实上那个时候啊，圣灵还没有降下来，因为耶稣还没有得荣耀。
But at the time, the Holy Spirit had not yet descended because Jesus was not yet glorified.
因为耶稣要被击打，就要被钉死十字架，从死里复活啊，然后才会把圣灵降下来。
Because at the time, Jesus needed to be struck, which means that he had to be crucified, and then the Holy Spirit would come down.
所以世界上的水啊，没有办法让我们真正解渴的。
The water in this world cannot truly satisfy our thirst.
耶稣对一个撒玛利亚妇人说啊，
Jesus told a Samaritan woman,
你喝了这个井里的水，还会再渴，渴了还要再拿水来喝。
If you always draw the water out of this well, you will still become thirsty.
属物质的东西啊，永远没有办法填饱我们心灵上的需要。
Our material possessions can never truly satisfy the needs of our heart.
所罗门王享尽了人生的荣华富贵。
King Solomon had enjoyed all of the riches of the world.
他的学问很高。
And he had much wisdom.
没有人可以比。
No one could compare to him.
他说啊，多有知识，多增加愁烦。
But he said that the more wisdom that he had, the more worries he also had.
虽然他有很大的财富，
even though he had much wealth,
他也建了很多王宫花园啊，很多的妃嫔来服侍他。
He built many palaces and gardens and had many concubines.
他说：“我眼睛所看的，心里所想的，没有一留下一样不给自己享受。”
Everything that he sees or thinks about, there is nothing of which he had not enjoyed.
那他说眼看看不饱，耳听啊听不足。
But no matter how much he could see with his eyes or listen with his ears, he was not satisfied.
所以世界上的荣华富贵，在他来讲说一切都是虚空，好像捕风一样。
And so everything that he had possessed as materials were like the wind, and they were like vanity to him.
世界上的物质的东西没有办法让我们真正得到饱足。
There is nothing.Of materials in the world that can satisfy us.
也唯有耶稣所赐给我们生命的活水啊，才能够让我们的心灵得到滋润，得到喜乐。
Only the living water of life that Jesus provides us can truly nourish our hearts.
这个磐石不只是会出水。
And not only would water come out of this rock.
耶伯记里面说这个磐石会出油。
In Job it says that there would be oil that comes out of the rock.
生命记里面说磐石会有蜜。
And in Deuteronomy, there will be honey that comes out.
所以这都是啊，从神来的各样属灵的恩典、属灵的话语，让我们能够得饱足的。
There are all types of words and the gifts from in the Spirit that God would give us.
那这个磐石也是一个审判的磐石。
And this rock is also a rock of judgment.
四世纪里面说啊，这个磐石会有火显现出来。
And Judges it says that there will be water that comes out from it.
因为我们的神啊，他就是烈火。
Because our God is like a fire.
他要施行审判。
And he will perform judgment.
从我们看未来，彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn back to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书一章，哎，二章第六节。
Chapter 2, verse 6.
彼得前书二章第七节呢。
Verse 7.
二章第七节。
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 7.
彼得前书二章第七节。
1 Peter 2, verse 7.
所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说啊，匠人所砌的石头已做了房角的头块石头。第八节。
8.
又说啊，已经做了绊脚的石头啊，跌人的磐石。这里讲到说，耶稣啊，这块磐石啊，它也是一个审判的磐石。
So here it says that as the stone, Jesus is also the stone of judgment.
说对那些相信的人是非常宝贵的黄角石，因为依靠他就不至于羞愧。
He is very precious as the chief cornerstone for those who believe, because those who rely on him can always trust him.
说如果不信的话，会跌在这个石头上跌得非常粉碎。
But for those who do not believe, then it will become like a stone of stumbling for them.
所以不信的人，这一块宝贵的石头变成他们的绊脚石。
So for those who do not believe, this would become like a stumbling block.
我们来看哥林多前书第一章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
十八节。
Verse 18.
哥林多前书一章十八节。
First Corinthians 1:18.
说因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙， 在我们得救的人却为神的大能。我们跳过来看21节。
Skip to verse 21.
哥林多前书1章21节。
First Corinthians 1:21.
世人凭着自己的智慧，既然不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。22节。
22。
犹太人是要神迹，希腊人是求智慧，我们却传钉十字架的基督啊，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。24节。
24。
但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希腊人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。25节。
25。
因为神的愚拙啊，总比人智慧；神的软弱总比人强。这里讲到说啊，耶稣啊，他为我们钉十字架，完成救赎的工作。
Here it says that Jesus is crucified; he had completed the work of salvation.
啊，这是神对我们人类啊，预备一个非常宝贵的救恩。
God has prepared for us a very precious salvation.
当然，对我们这些相信的人呐、啊。我们知道这是神的智慧。
And for us who believe, we know that this is the wisdom of God.
我们也知道这是神的大能。
We know that this is the mighty power of God.
但对那些啊不信的人呐、啊，他们认为这是愚拙的道理。
But for us, for those who do not believe, then this is like foolishness.
犹太人呐、啊，他们虽然是神的选民呐、啊，他们常常看神迹。
Even though the Jews were the chosen people of God and had often seen miracles.
所以当耶稣被钉的时候，他们说啊。你如果从十字架上跳下来，那我们就信你了。
When Jesus was crucified, then the Jews had said, "If you are truly the Son of God, then you can come down, and then we will believe in you."
但是耶稣如果真的从十字架上来，我们人类就灭亡了。
But if Jesus was not crucified, then men would perish.
因为耶稣要透过死来败坏掌属权的。
Because Jesus needed to die in order to be able to overcome death.
所以他借着死来胜过死亡。
So he used death to overcome death.
可以从死亡当中啊，不被捆绑又复活过来。
So that he was not bound by death, but he could resurrect.
把那个永恒的生命啊，把它彰显出来。
And he could show the eternal life.
所以才让我们啊，信靠他的人啊，跟他一样。胜过死亡，能够得永远的生命。
So that for us to believe, we can also overcome death and have eternal life.
但是犹太人认为说啊，这个不是神迹呀、啊，所以他们不相信。
But the Jews felt that this was not a miracle, so they did not believe.
事实上啊，耶稣在这十字架上啊，代死来拯救我们了、啊，这是最大的神迹。
And actually, Jesus to die on the cross and then to overcome death for us, this is the greatest miracle.
因为能够胜过死亡啊，带给人永远的生命。
Because he had overcome death and to bring eternal life to mankind.
啊，对那个希腊人来讲啊，因为他们都是在追求智慧的。
But for the Greeks, because they had often pursued or seek after
wisdom. 所以他们都希望能够了解一些新的、稀奇的道理。
They wanted to hear new things and new teachings.
啊，跟他们讲说啊，耶稣钉十字架来拯救人呐、啊，他们认为这是愚拙的道理。
But to tell them about Jesus dying on the cross and for salvation, then this was foolishness to them.
但是保罗说啊，在人看为愚拙啊，但是这是神的大能。
But Paul has said that what seemed as foolishness to men was actually the power of God.
神用那个人以为愚拙的道理来拯救人，说这是人的智慧，只有神的智慧。
And for God to use the foolishness, to show His great power, this is the wisdom of God.
因为神在软弱啊，也比人聪明，比人更有能力。
Because the weakness of God is still stronger than men.
所以神的救恩啊，不是一个很难。那我们没有办法接受的道理。
The salvation of God is not something that is so difficult that we cannot understand.
而是很简单啊，只要你相信接受，神的恩典就临到你了。
It is simple that if you accept and believe it, then the salvation will come to you.
啊，所以我们如果能够谦卑下来啊。按去思想接受神的恩典，神的救恩就临到我们身上。
So if we can be humble and to think about the grace of God, then it would come upon us.
啊，如果我们轻视了这个十字架的救恩呢、啊，说这个 基督的十字架变成我们的绊脚石啊。
But if we look down upon this, then Jesus would be like the stumbling block to us.
因为你信就能够得救啊，不信的人呢，啊就要灭亡。
Because if you believe, then you will be saved. But if you do not believe, then you will perish.
所以神的道理啊，不是很深奥，让我们没有办法了解的。
The word of God is not so deep that we cannot understand.
而是很简单啊，主要我们凭着信心接受啊。啊、就能够得救了。
It is simple that if we accept it through faith, then we can be saved.
好像乃曼元帅啊
，just like Naaman，
他长了大麻风啊，要来以色列啊找神医治。
He had leprosy, and so he had come to Israel to be saved.
啊，那他来到了以利沙先知的啊庭院呐、啊。
And then he went to the garden of Prophet Elisha.
先知叫一个仆人说啊，你叫他到约旦河去沐浴七次。
The prophet had told a servant to tell him to go bathe in the Jordan River for 7 times. Naaman had felt that he was a soldier and he had come for a long way.
那先知应该出来啊，在我这个麻风的地方按按手为我祷告。
The prophet should just come to me and then lay hands on me and pray for me.
没想到这个先知连出来都不出来啊，还叫一个仆人说叫我去约旦河洗澡。
But the prophet himself did not even come out, but he had told a servant to tell Naaman what to do.
啊，他本来很生气，就要回去。
At first he was angry, he wanted to go home.
所以约旦河的水如果能够得到洁净，我们家乡的河更大，水更清啊。
Because he felt that if the water from Jordan River could heal him, then the rivers of where he came from were even bigger or cleaner.
啊，但是后来一个仆人跟他讲。
But then the servant told him.
说你为着让你的麻风病得医治。
If you have come all this way for your leprosy to be healed,
假使先知叫你一个非常难做的事情，你要做吗？
If the prophet told you to do something that is very difficult, would you do it?
何况很简单，只叫你到约旦河去沐浴七次。
Then what about something as simple as going to bathe in the Jordan River for 7 times?
后来他听了以后，觉得有道理啊。
Then Naaman heard this and felt that it made sense.
乖乖的到约旦河沐浴七次。
And so he went into the Jordan River and dipped himself for 7 times.
说起来的时候，他那个皮肤好像那个婴孩的皮肤啊。
And when he had gotten up, then his skin had become
麻风病啊，完全得医治。
As clean as of a newborn baby, and he was completely healed.
所以神的恩典要临到我们就是这样。
And so this is the same way when the grace of God comes upon
us. 不是很难行的一些道理。
It is not, they are not teachings that are very difficult to do.
所以保罗说，你不必跑到天上去请耶稣下来。
And Paul has said that you do not have to go up to heaven and ask Jesus to come down.
你也不必到阴间啊，请耶稣上来。
You do not have to go into Hades and to ask Jesus.
因为他已经复活升天了。
Because he had resurrected and ascended to heaven.
我们主要相信。接受主耶稣的吩咐
，As long as we believe and accept the teachings from Lord Jesus，
啊，这个恩典呢、啊、就会白白临到你的身上。
Then this grace will come upon us freely。
所以耶稣基督啊，他是永远不变动的灵磐石。
And so Jesus Christ is that spiritual rock that is everlasting。
过去、现在、未来，永远不变动。
In the past and present and future, he will never change。
所以他可以成为我们永远的依靠。永远救恩的根源。
And so he can be called our eternal reliance and to be the source of our salvation.
我们刚回来彼得前书第二章。
Let's look back to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
第五节。
Verse 5.
彼得前书二章第五节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5.
说你们来到主的面前啊，也要像活死。必建造成为灵宫，这圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。跳过来看第九节。
Skip to verse 9.
二章第九节。
Verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。要叫你们宣扬那照你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。第十节。
Verse 10.
你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民；从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。这里讲到耶稣是活的石头，是一个灵的磐石。
And so Jesus is a living stone.
我们每一个人呢、啊，也要成为活的石头。
And every one of us will also become living stones.
所以，我们每一个人来到神面前呢、啊，我们要建造一个属灵的圣殿。
And for every one of us who comes before God, we need to build a spiritual temple.
所以，我们每一个人都要成为建殿的工人。
And we all need to become the workers who are building this temple.
所以保罗说、啊、那个根基已经立好了。
And Paul has said that the foundation has already been laid.
耶稣基督啊，就是个建的根基。
Jesus Christ is the foundation.
我们要在耶稣的教训呢、啊，属徒的教训当中来建造神的殿。
And we need to build the temple of God based on the teachings of Jesus and also the teachings of the saints.
他说我们每一个人呢、啊，有的用金银宝石在建造。
And so every one of us, we might be building with different kinds of materials.
但是也有的人呢、啊，是用草木和这些在建造。
So some build with gold and some build with stones.
所以拜神的人呢、啊、很多啊，但是他们拜神的态度方法都不一样的。
So there are many who worship God, but they might worship differently.
有的是好像用金银宝石啊，很诚实的按照神的道理，慢慢的来遵守啊，啊来实行。
Some might worship God as if they are using precious stones and they truly follow the teachings.
啊，但是有的人啊，是随随便便啊，不把神的道理啊啊当做很重要的。
But some people might not deem the teachings of God as precious.
啊，所以说将来啊，神会用火来考验我们的工程。
And in the future, God will use fire to test our progress.
金银宝石的工程啊，就会虽然火一烧啊，还是存得住。
The work that was built by gold or different precious stones can still withstand fire.
但草木合成的工程啊，火一烧啊就消灭掉了。
But those who are built as if by grass or straws, then they cannot withstand fire.
保罗在提摩太前书里面讲到说，这个神的教会啊，这个根基已经立好了。
In 1 Timothy, Paul has said that the church of God, the foundation has already been laid.
所以真教会啊，不会像属徒末期的教会啊。啊、消失掉。
So the true church will not disappear like the apostolic church.
因为这是一个永远不震动的国度。
Because this is the eternal kingdom that cannot be shaken.
要一直存到主耶稣再来。
And it will endure until Jesus' second coming.
啊，所以我们今天到神的家里面来。
So we have come into the house of God.
啊，一起来建造这个神的殿。
And to build the temple of God together.
啊，完成真教会的建设，将来要迎接主耶稣再来。
And to complete the construction of the true church and to prepare for the second coming of the Lord.
但是我们知道啊，虽然在这个建殿当中，有的人是用草木和这些在建的。
We know that even though during this construction, some people are building with straws or.
将来他们会被烧毁啊，会受亏损。
And when the time comes, then their work will perish.
但不会影响到整个真教会的根基。
But it does not affect the complete foundation of the true church.
啊，所以我们啊，一定要遵守啊，我们所信的道理。
So we need to hold fast to the teachings that we believe in.
存着敬畏的心来侍奉神。
And to worship God with a humble heart.
一方面呢、啊，做建殿的工人。
And to become like the workers.
啊，一方面呢、啊，也要成为建殿的活石头。
We also need to become living stones.
所以我们每一个人都要成为宝贵的这个活的石头来建造神的殿。
So every one of us needs to become a precious living stone to build the temple.
所以在启示录二十一章里面呢、啊。讲到说那个天上的圣城新耶路撒冷。
In Revelation 21, it mentions the holy city, the New Jerusalem.
啊，非常的荣耀，发出它的光辉来。
It was very glorious with bright lights.
因为这个圣殿是用珍珠跟各样的宝石啊，把它建造起来的。
Because this temple was built with precious stones.
啊，珍珠是主的神的道理。
And the pearls represented the words of God.
这个宝石啊，就是主的我们每一个信徒。
And the precious stone represented every believer.
我们要追求灵修完全啊，啊，发出啊啊基督的香气来。
We need to pursue the completeness in our spiritual cultivation.
啊，能够发出基督荣耀的光辉啊。
And to be able to shine the true light from Jesus.
有美好的灵性啊，好像荣光啊啊照耀在这个世界上一样。
To have our spirituality be as good as the bright light that is shining upon the world.
所以我们每一个人啊，都要成为建殿的活的石头，都要成为非常宝贵的这些宝石。
So every one of us needs to become a precious living stone.
啊，所以因为我们是被拣选的族类啊，金尊的祭司。
Because we have been chosen and we are a royal priesthood.
啊, 圣洁的国度属神的子民,
a holy nation, his own special people.
所以我们被拣选来要成为这个殿里面啊, 把这个殿建起来, 而且在这个殿来服侍神做祭司。
After we have built this temple, then we have been chosen to also serve as priests.
以色列人出埃及以后来到西乃山,
After the Israelites had left Egypt to come to Mount Sinai,
神跟他们讲说啊, 我好像大鹰一样啊, 把你们背出来,
and God has said that he has carried them out of Egypt,
啊, 要让你们能够归我, 做圣洁的国民,
so that you may return to me to become a holy nation,
啊, 做祭司的国度,
and to become priesthood.
一开始以色列人说好啊, 我们要做祭司的国度, 做神的子民啊。
At first the Israelites said that we will become the children, the people of God.
啊, 但是啊, 后来他们说啊, 我们不敢啊。
But later on they did not dare to do this.
他说摩西啊, 还是你跟神跟你讲话就好, 你把神的话告诉我们。
And so they only wanted Moses to be the one speaking to God, and then Moses could pass down the message.
所以以色列人啊, 没有办法真正成为 祭司的国度啊, 神的子民,
the Israelites could not truly become the children of God or the royal priesthood.
一直到新约的时代, 啊, 这个应许啊, 才实现,
it was, this was not truly revealed until the New Testament time.
因为我们今天啊, 我们的罪啊, 已经主耶稣的宝血把我们洁净了,
because today Jesus' blood has already washed away our sins.
哦, 我们可以坦然如既来到神的面前,
we can come before him boldly.
啊, 来做 君尊的祭司,
and to become the royal priesthood.
说把神所悦纳的灵祭啊, 属灵的祭物啊, 啊, 来奉献给神,
and be able to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God.
啊, 所以我们所献的祭物啊, 就是我们非常虔诚的那个敬畏侍奉的心,
and the sacrifices that we offer are the hearts
我们的善行,
that we have, which are
我们歌颂赞美的声音啊, 这都是我们所要献的一些属灵的祭物,
our good deeds or our voices when we praise God.
啊, 所以我们啊, 现在要作为这个活石, 啊, 来建造神的殿, 也要成为一个属灵的祭司。
So we need to become living stones that are building up a spiritual house and to become the holy priesthood.
啊, 这是我们新约圣徒的 尊贵的身份, 我们也是我们应当尽的职责。
And this is the identity that we have as a holy nation. These are duties that we need to fulfill.
我们来唱诗 352首。
Let's sing hymn 352.
352.
352.
谈到摩西啊，啊，求神让他看他的荣耀。
This was when Moses had asked God to see his glory.
神跟摩西讲啊，人没有办法直接正面看到神。
And God had told Moses that man cannot directly see God.
因为人的罪还没有除掉。
Because the sins of men were not yet forgiven.
啊，但是神答应摩西。
But God promised Moses.
说叫他躲在那个磐石穴当中。
For him to hide in the cliff of the rock.
啊，神用手遮盖他。
And then God covered him with his hand.
啊，当神的荣耀过去以后啊，摩西可以看到神的背面。
And when God had walked past with his glory, then Moses could see his back.
啊，所以这一首诗歌就是描写神的伟大跟慈爱。
And this hymn is showing the greatness and the love.
把我们的生命啊藏在他爱的深处。
Of God that he is hiding us inside his love.
是给我们丰盛的恩典，让我们得到满足。
Providing us with abundant grace so that our lives may be satisfied.
还要救赎我们，得到那个永远啊。极重无比的荣耀。
He is going to save us so that we may enter the eternal glory.
啊，这描写神伟大的爱。
And this shows the great love of
God. 所以他好像磐石一样啊，啊，那个保护我们，啊，能够赐给我们各样的丰盛。
He is like a rock that can protect us.
啊，他可以做我们全然的依靠跟帮助。
And he can be our reliance and our help.
我们现在要来祷告。
Now we're about to pray.
因为祷告是我们人跟神的交通。
And prayer is the communion and communication
神是又真又活的神
between man and God, and God is a living
God. 他又是听人祷告的神
He is the God who listens to our prayers.
所以我们虽然看不到神，但是我们借着祷告能够体验神跟我们同在。
Even though we cannot see God, but through prayer we can experience His abidance with us.
所以我们凡事都可以借着祷告告诉神。
And in all things, we can tell God through prayer.
他要是给我们意外的平安。
And He will give us a peace beyond our understanding.
祷告的方法很简单。
The method to our prayer is very simple.
所以我们拜神要用我们的心灵跟诚实。
Because we should worship God with our heart and.
所以我们用一颗很诚恳的心呐、啊，跪在神的面前。
So we use a very honest heart and we kneel before God.
啊，把我们心中所要的啊，来向神祷告、颂赞跟祈求。
And whatever we need in our heart, then we tell God through prayer and we praise Him.
啊，有时候我们不知道怎么祷告。
Sometimes we do not know how to pray.
啊，圣经里面有教导我们一些祷告的方法。
The Bible has taught us some ways to pray.
啊，就是我们还不晓得怎么祷告，那我们就不断的颂赞他就好了。
If we do not know how to pray, then we can continue to praise Him.
所以我们祷告第一句话念奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And the first thing that we say is in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣说：“你们奉我的名，无论求什么，我就垂听。”啊，就要成全。
Lord Jesus has said that if you ask of anything in my name, then he will fulfill it.
耶稣的话，的名字有权柄，有力量。
And the name of Jesus has power and authority.
我们要奉他的名祷告祈求。
And we need to pray in his name.
啊，然后念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
Then we say hallelujah, praise the Lord.
哈利路亚是普天下赞美神的话语。
And hallelujah is a phrase to praise God.
就是赞美天上的神的意思。
And in Hebrew, it means praise the Lord.
啊，当然我们可以把我们心中的需要，借着我们听得懂的话讲啊，来啊向神祷告。
We can use words that we understand as a form of prayer to talk to God.
我们心中有什么愁苦，家庭有什么困难，都可以讲。
And in our hearts, if there's any difficulties or any suffering, we can also tell God.
啊，但是最好的祷告还是。不断的颂赞。
But the best prayer is to continue to praise God.
哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
And to say hallelujah, praise the Lord.
因为神是无所不知的。
Because God knows all things.
我们还没有祈求的时候，他已经知道了。
Even before we have asked about something, then God already knows.
啊，所以我们祷告的时候，恳求他施恩，啊，带领祝福我们大家。
So when we pray, we ask that God can bless us.
我们手合着，眼睛闭着，一起跪下来祷告。
We close our eyes and we clasp our hands and we kneel down to pray.
第一句话念奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
So first thing we say is in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
然后反复念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
And then we say hallelujah, praise the Lord.
啊，最后结束的时候啊，啊，也唱副歌念啊，讲阿门结束。
Then at the end of the prayer, we will probably sing a chorus of a hymn, and then we will say Amen.
啊，我们要求恩典的可以到前面来。
If you want to ask for blessings, you could come forward.
愿主耶稣赐恩祝福我们大家。
And may Lord Jesus bless all of us.
我们一起跪下来感谢祷告。
Let's kneel down to pray.